unshrink yourself, other people, business, the world, by Max McEwan and Philip Whiteley, read by Max McEwan. Unshrink is a new word. It means to restore to original amount or value, as in her potential was much greater once it had been unshrunk, or to choose radical solutions without starting over again, as in society must change from where it is, it must be unshrunk, or to have fun or to be kind when there is no reason not to, as in I had an unshrink moment today when my son wanted to ride to school on his mini scooter and I said yes, or to cause to unshrink. There's a lot to unshrink. We are condemned to choose, wrote Jean-Paul Sartre. To choose, however, one needs a rationale. Perfect knowledge of information is rare, so our reasons for exercising a certain choice involve faith. We're condemned to believe, but to believe in what? In this slim volume, we will argue that our beliefs have shrunk us. We have been shrunk. Bad news, right? The potential that we had at the start has been diminished. We in our world are less than we should be. We as a species are astonishingly intelligent. Our genius is not new, and it is not confined to an elite. It can be seen in the ghetto and in the boardroom. We are also curiously prone to superstition. The scientist designs a space rocket, but knocks on wood before the flight, just to be sure. We're interdependent. Our modern world cannot function without the assistance of others. So this is our human species, intelligent, superstitious, and dependent upon one another. So why do we demean and compete against each other? Why do our economic theories portray us as either coldly rational or stupid? Why do we suffer depression and stress in silence? Why do we display indifference towards them and illogical loyalty towards us? Our shrinking myths tell us what we are to do, that work is more important than life, that capital creates value, that people are stupid, that people do as they're told, that all change is good, that plans must be kept secret, and that the organisation is a machine. These myths cause good people to do harmful things. In this book, we'll meet the sports coach who thinks that leadership means shouting, the companies that think that long hours boost profits, and the campaigners who think that to give to some, you must steal from others. No research, no logic supports these approaches. We have assembled a case that demonstrates the opposite, that virtue is the friend of